and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting.
Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And this is our first recording since we made a pretty significant change in our business model. And yes, we are excited.
Yeah, it's been a really good week.
It has. We rose to the challenge of making these changes. I think we've talked about it in the last couple of podcasts that we were going to stop attending the farmers market and branch out into some new areas. And wow, that's growing.
We've had lots of confirmation that it was the right thing to do. And this week just has been one confirmation after another. And, you know, the farmers market was a good thing for a time for us. But I think that we're definitely ready for a new direction. And, you know, we're kind of figuring this out as we go. But that's what we do.
It is. So Fridays, we are open here at the farm. And we're practicing social distancing, masks. Our goal is really to keep everyone as safe as humanly possible. We have a lot of open space. You really spaced out all of the product that was in the crib so that people could,
shop. I had like several different areas that had corn, different ones that had tomatoes, so that if we had several people at once, they weren't all jammed up together.
Right. We had several pre-orders, so that also helps that we can just hand over those orders when someone arrives, and that helps too with keeping people distant from each other. And the most exciting to me is the explosion in the delivery and the Gertz Garden to go.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Those have been popular.
Absolutely.
So the week before, the first week we introduced them, we had two Gertz Garden to go produce bags that were ordered. We had some other deliveries, but we had those that were ordered. Last week we had eight.
I know.
Yeah. And we had several people after we sold out, and then I said, okay, we can do
back to the garden
a few more. And we got produce from Martha. And we went and picked corn. So it's like, okay, let me see what we can do and if we can put some more. So we ended up adding, I think we started with four and then we added two. And then, so we ended up with eight. And we filled them. There was one or two that weren't exactly the same, but they all had a similar amount. And, you know, somebody got a couple extra tomatoes because we ran out of
Zucchini, yeah. Right.
So, but it all worked out.
It did.
And we have gotten some feedback from those, and I think the people are happy.
I think the people are happy. And don't forget, you can also order our other products for delivery. Yeah. We delivered scones. We delivered some of our balms.
Honey. Jam.
So all of those things can also be pre-ordered and delivered. Now, be careful as this podcast is getting all around the world and everywhere. Our delivery area is restricted to Charleston, Illinois. Or if you are very close to that, really probably within a 10-mile-ish radius of the farm or in Charleston. So if you are in Charleston, South Carolina, we really wish we could.
Right.
But it's Charleston,
not
Illinois.
Not until we get the flying carrot. And then,
yeah, the carrot we have does not fly.
It doesn't, no. But it was packed.
It was. We had the whole back end packed. And it was just a great time to get all of those orders put together. You do all of the packing of the produce. I pull other things and plan our route. And away we go in the magic carrot.
Yeah, we had a really good time. And we had it all figured out, the route figured out. And it just worked out great. So I think a lot of our customers were really happy, because a lot of our customers don't feel comfortable going out in a public setting right now for lots of different reasons.
Right.
It's just convenient.
That's right. And we really have found a thing that we enjoy doing and providing as a service. So keep those orders coming. We try to get what is available online as early in the week as possible, but you have to see what's available.
Yeah. So, with the Gert's Garden to-go bags, that is going to depend on how much we have, so it's like a share. So let's say we have, 50 tomatoes,
right?
Something like that. How do we divide that out, and how do we know how many of those that we can have so that everyone gets a very similar amount? And, so some of it we can't know too much in advance, but as people are starting to catch on to this, I think we already have one person that would like to do this every week.
Absolutely.
And, so that will be like a standing order. And we had people last week, after we were sold out for the final time, said, I really wanted to order. It's like, well, I'm sorry, but because it's a share, it's like, what did we harvest this week?
Right.
And, then we just have to wait for the next week. But it's fresh and we bring it to you. Or we had some people that picked it up at the farm, picked up the bags, and it makes me really happy to do it. It's fun. It's, kind of figuring it out, and it's kind of Christmassy or something.
I don't know. And it kind of highlights each of our talents in working together and pulling this off. When you do order through the store, just make sure you pick local delivery or pick up at the farm. Just let us know which of those options is working for you. And we are excited to continue this service.
Yeah, it's fun. And I think I smiled most of the day on Saturday. So
we had a really good week, like you said, relaxed.
Friday was really good.
Yes. So
very relaxed. And we were able to visit with some of the customers that came out. And we have such a big space out here. A lot of times if someone's in the corn crib, I go and stand outside the corn crib. We can still talk to each other, but there's plenty of room. And I think everyone is happy out here.
That's right.
And that's what we want.
So you worked in the garden also, and I think you were talking about planting cool weather crops already.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I know.
It kind of means an end to the summer season, but you're planting still. What kinds of things do you anticipate growing as the weather changes?
Well, it's the middle of August now, or getting close to it, and the days are shorter, so it's time to start preparing beds. And actually, some of our warm weather crops, like green beans and some of the things that I thought would be out of the garden, are still producing.
Let me step aside here for just a second. And if you have not been to the farm, for our listeners, we have a dedicated garden plot. You have a couple of other locations where you grow things.
Lots of other locations, but they're little
right,
places.
And you grow an amazing amount of food in a 50 by 50 plot. And what you're talking about is how you do that by overlapping your crops. When one thing comes out, another goes in. And I think if you, our listeners, have not been to the farm, you need to come take a look and see how much is produced out of this size plot.
Yeah, a lot of people are surprised when they pull up. And I mean, it's a big garden, but...
Oh, it's a big garden.
And I do have several other places where I have smaller beds all around the farm. Probably if we put them all together, we probably have another 20 or so at least. And, you know, so I'll plant a few carrots and whatever I can get in that space.
But you're really feeding a lot of people.
Right.
Out of your garden.
Yeah. And so we do crop rotation, of course, and use organic fertilizer. We've had so much rain lately that almost every time I mow, I have to sweep. So we dry that grass out, and that makes a really good fertilizer on the garden. So let a bed rest for a while, like in the fall or in the spring when I took out radishes. You know, that's cool weather. So those usually go in about the end of March and harvest about by the middle or so of May. And when those came out, the bed rested for a while after it rested, and I worked it again all by hand, and green beans went into that spot.
And you have been producing an unbelievable number of green beans.
Yeah, and we don't have tons of them planted, not compared to what other people do, but we have found a really good variety that is called Provider, and it's a bush bean, and it is the best producer. I don't even know how many... I don't know how many pounds of beans we've gotten out of this one small little area.
We've lost count.
Yeah. Today I finally pulled it. It still has some blooms on it, but it really, the soil needs to rest. And, you know, they were just kind of saying, please.
Everything comes
please.
To an end.
Right. And I harvested everything off of them, and there were quite a few beans still on them and a few blooms, not a lot. But I want that to rest now, and I'll get that cleaned up in a couple of weeks or so, and we'll put lettuce in it or spinach or some kind of cool weather crop.
Very nice. We also have honey ready to bottle. We'll be doing that in the next couple of days.
That was a surprise.
It was a total surprise at how much honey we got from the one hive that is mature enough to produce. And we are ready to bottle. It's all been strained and settled and ready to bottle. So that's on our list for the upcoming week.
We put up corn this week.
We
for
did
us,
for us.
But, mm-hmm. So it's that time of season too. I've been harvesting elderberry, and today I harvested, and I think that's probably the end of those that we're going to get. There may be a few. We leave some for birds and deer and wildlife, but we will use that, and you make a really nice elderberry syrup.
And you have finished the blackberry picking as well, so I will be making blackberry jam within the next 2 weeks is my anticipated schedule. I'm toying with peaches. We did not produce enough peaches to do all the jam that there is demand for, so I'll be headed to a local orchard probably in the next few days.
Yeah,
to get
we
peaches.
Have one within a few miles of our house, and the peaches are grown right there. So that's if we have to supplement what we have, that's what we do.
Yes. So
and try to get it as local as possible.
So those things are coming up very quickly.
Yeah, and those are all time sensitive. So you hit them when you've got it. Because, like, the corn's going to end, and potatoes will end, and the peaches will, all those things will end. But this winter, we're going to eat really very well.
Absolutely. And speaking of jam, that's another thing that we can put in our delivery stop is jam.
Yes. I think we delivered some jam maybe this week.
I believe
jam,
we
honey,
did. Yes.
All kinds of things. So. There you have it.
We are just as busy as bees.
Yes. Bzzz. But it has been fun, and I love doing this. And we probably had to give a cowbell to our friend Michael.
Yay!
Who kind of got us started with this whole delivery idea. He doesn't really realize that, I don't think. That has been a really good thing, especially for this time right now. And I think a lot of people are really catching on to that. So, cowbell for Michael.
Thank you, Michael, for pushing us in that direction with this business. It has really been working well for us.
It has. So there you have it. Until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.